This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending upon when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last Friday night, we had our November meeting, with a great presentation from Tim, VK5ZT, on optical communications. A big thanks to Tim for coming along and sharing this aspect of the hobby with us. Tim's presentation was recorded and is now available on the AREG website. Don't forget, next Sunday is AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale. This is being held at the David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, with the gates opening for sellers at 9 a.m. and for buyers at 10 a.m. With thanks to the Dogs SA volunteers, the on-site canteen will be open for food and drink throughout the day, and there'll also be a coffee van available. We'll have a range of commercial vendors in the hall, so check out the AREG website for the latest updates. For those avid DXs out there, the VK5 QSL Bureau inbound cards will be available at the AREG table in the hall. So if you've worked any DX in the last few years, come along and pick up your cards. The entry fee is $5 for buyers, $10 for a car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. We still have car and trailer spots available, so please contact us at vk5arg@areg.org.au to book a spot. This is shaping up to be a great event on the VK5 Amateur Radio Community Calendar. We hope to see you all there. As usual, keep an eye on the AREG website, areg.org.au, for more information on all these events. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, next Friday, the 24th of November, we will be having a very informative talk by Grant, VK5GR, and he'll be telling us all about his recent trip to the United Kingdom. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. Get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Make sure you've got a good seat. And of course, as usual, there'll be tea, coffee and soft drinks available, and there's always plenty of parking. And if you're looking for a squid pole to use for a portable antenna when travelling around during the coming holidays, then the Northeast Radio Club has a good supply of 9-metre squid poles. Now, to obtain one of these, just get in touch with Charlie, VK5VC, by email. And his email address is vk5vc@wia.org.au. Now, once again, it's not long till Christmas, and boy, hasn't the year gone quick. And, of course, that means that the 8th of December meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be our usual Christmas dinner night. And, of course, we'll have all the usual fare of chicken and chips and pizza and desserts and plenty to drink. And that'll all be consumed on the night. And we've got a special guest speaker who will be giving us a presentation of interest to everybody. So don't forget that. That's the Northeast Radio Club Christmas party on the 8th of December. Well, that's all for this week. Don't forget to stay navigative, that COVID's still around. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Sunday afternoon at about 4:30, the top 10 shootout at the Legend of the Lakes was done and dusted, with Dan Day victorious for the 8th straight time. With a time of 50.04 seconds, he managed to stay in front of Kevin Mackrell, who managed a time of 51.97 seconds for the 1.4 kilometre course. The weather was kind to us, although it did get a bit warm on the Friday at 33 degrees centigrade, especially for those in the start line tent with only one open side. This year saw the field increased from 130 cars on the Saturday and Sunday to 150 cars, with many left on the reserve list. One car was written off on Friday, driver very unhappy but uninjured, and a few more bent over the weekend. Our group have made a number of changes to some of the gear and where it went this year, which made set-up and tear-down a bit easier and also worked better during the event. Given that we were not able to start setting up until the Monday before, we had the set-up completed in record time and everything was ready to go on the Thursday. All of the radios and personnel worked perfectly over the whole weekend, and all involved can be very satisfied that we have, yet again, set the bar high. We managed to get most of the gear dismantled and back at the club rooms on Sunday night, and a small group finished rolling up all of the Cat 5 cabling by early afternoon on the Monday. The weekend is very tiring, and a couple of members had frighteningly close encounters when cars hit the Armco only metres from them, in one case uprooting two of the support posts and destroying a complete section of the guardrail. The impact could be heard all over the Crater Lakes. By Sunday night we were all very tired, as usual, and there were the usual mutterings about being too old for this caper, but, health permitting, I suspect that we'll all be there again next year, which will be the 19th running of it. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great weekend. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. Thursday night's general meeting was very interesting, with a brief but comprehensive presentation by Graham Dicker on EVs. The figures that Graham puts up are a pretty compelling reason indicating that EVs are a viable option. In March, Graham will do a more in-depth presentation and possibly arrange some vendor participation and demonstration rides. The sale of the LT estate items managed to bring in another couple of $100 and got rid of a few more items, so thanks to all. Supper was enjoyed, and a big thank you to Shirley, Jim and Jeff, JB, for arranging and organising it. The kits for the OCF Bale and Building Workshop with Keith, VK5OQ, are being put together, and all should be good for the Saturday session in December, on the 2nd. The final cost will be announced after everything has been purchased. The AHARS annual lunch is on this Sunday at 12 o'clock at the Belair Hotel in the Bistro, and should be an enjoyable day. Dessert menu options have changed, with the strawberries having been removed, so you'll be able to make your selection on the day. The stargazing in the park event looks like it'll be on the 2nd of December, but we're waiting for Kim Thalassoudis to set up the Eventbrite site again. Another email will be sent out with confirmation. We're also trying to organise a barbecue event for the middle of January, as has been done in the past in place of the January general meeting. More on this as we firm up the arrangements. The information for our weekly regular nets is Monday night AHARS 2 metre net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. And the ANZA DX Net. The ANZA, Australia, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait for your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursday, which is Ladies' Day. But all are welcome any day. Also, for FCall licensed members who aren't licensed for 20 metres, you can get on the ANZA net on 15 metres on Saturdays at 0400 UTC on 21.205 MHz. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHAS website and the AHAS Facebook group page. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHAS for this week.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.